The Kedusha of Sfarim. Sfarim are considered the garments of Hashem, no less. Indeed, Chazal teach us that a person who treats them with respect will be respected by others. The reverse applies to a person who does not respect the Sfarim. Reb Shimon ben Tzemach, author of the Tashbetz, treated Sfarim with such loving care that he brushed the dust off them with a special silk cloth. In this merit, his reward was that the Sfarim which he authored would never be infested with bookworms. In all the libraries that the Rebbe Rashab visited, he found that even when the Sfarim standing immediately near the Tashbetz were affected with bookworms, that sefer alone stood untouched. Respect for Sfarim includes placing them in a respectable bookcase, keeping them off the floor or a surface on which people are sitting, depositing torn pages in Shemus, setting them right side up, and keeping them at a distance from anything unclean. The Maharil, a Rishon, who was a major source for many current Minhagim, used to show his respect for Sfarim by telling anyone carrying a Sefer to pass through a doorway ahead of him. Whenever a Sefer fell, he would lift it up and kiss it. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, a contemporary of Rambam, gives us numerous instructions on caring for Sfarim. For example, if a Sefer and other valuables fall to the ground, one should lift the Sefer first. Similarly, if liquid spills on a Sefer and on other items, one should dry the Sefer first. A Sefer should not be placed near the edge of a table where it is likely to fall, and when handling someone a Sefer, one should do so with his right hand. Finally, a Sefer should not be used for any mundane purpose. Late at night, under cover of darkness, the Tzaddik Rabbi Chil of Gostinin would steal into the Beis Medrash of Kotsk unnoticed and return every Sefer to its proper place. A Sefer should of course be positioned on the shelf right side up, not upside down. It once happened that a certain fellow took a Gemara down from its shelf for reference and unknowingly replaced it upside down. Suddenly, it crashed to the ground. He picked it up and replaced it once again upside down, and the same thing happened. After this repeated itself again, he realized that something was amiss. He checked how he had placed it, and once the Sefer was positioned correctly, it remained in its place. The Rebbe related, I was once in the presence of the Friedeker Rebbe when another person present got up to leave without closing his Sefer. Though the Friedeker Rebbe was always careful not to trouble others, he called the man back and gently reminded him to close his Sefer. After the man left, I asked the Friedeker Rebbe, I know how careful you are not to trouble others. Perhaps you could have instead asked me to close the Sefer. The Friedeker Rebbe answered that aside from the importance of closing the Sefer, it is preferable that the learner himself close the Sefer. Anyone who sees Sfarim in a state of disrepair and dishonor is obligated to save them. There was once a man who was not careful to do so, and after his passing, his body was dragged from his grave and beaten. He later told his son in a dream that the reason for his disgrace was his former disregard for the Kedusha of Sfarim. After recovering from an illness, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk related what he had then seen in the higher realms. As I approached the entrance to the heavenly yeshiva of Rav Shmelka of Nicholsburg, I met Mordechai, the late Sfarim binder of our town. Knowing him to be a simple, unlearned individual, I asked him how he had merited reaching such a lofty sphere. He told me how at his judgment, the Beis Din Shamayla brought all the torn pages that he had collected over the years from the damaged Sfarim and placed them on the scale. This had earned him a direct entrance to Gan Eden. However, since he was so lacking in learning, he first had to be taught Torah, beginning with Nigla, the revealed dimension of the Torah, and now he was ready to study Nistar, the Torah's hidden dimension, at the yeshiva of Reb Shmelka. The Rebbe taught that in addition to their obvious benefits, Sfarim protect the home and those who live in it. The elder Chassid Reb Fala Khan related, in the year Tofrei Shayin Vav, when the Rebbe Rashab left the village of Lubavitch, he left behind a full crate of valuable Kisvei Yad manuscripts written by many Rebbeim and Gedolei Yisrael in the Moscow home of a chassid by the name of Reb Zelka Parsitz. When I once visited Reb Zelka with another few tmimim, we opened a box and saw what it contained. Reb Zelka told us that his home had been searched by the dreaded secret police numerous times, yet its officers had never once opened a box. He added, "This box saved me a number of times." When he was eventually asked to return it to the Rebbe, he was saddened and said, "Who will now protect me at home?"